a long time ago, we started, you know, kind of for some security, we started putting Michelle's pills in one of these fire boxes, fire safe things, just because we had it, you know, to lock up the pills. And they've been using that, you know, for a while. Michelle just likes the security, like protecting her from herself. Oh, they're locked up in case I get out of hand. Mom has managed to lose the key. And she kept saying, we'll find it, we'll find it. I got down, you know, down there and pulled out all the papers that fell under the table. There's a bunch of wiring underneath there that I need to clean up. I already tried to clean it up once, but there's still, you know. And there's Ethernet cables, because there used to be two computers. Did not find the keys.
In the inside of a strong box, for which no one has the key, there's something that Michelle needs. There's a kitty on the bed that is going to get squozed, yeah. This is almost guaranteed. She says she might lose control, and that's why she says, lock up the pills. Lock up the pills. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now there's a spanner in the works, and they don't know what to do, because they can't open the box. Then they found a laundry bag, yeah, and it had some dirty clothes. But it also had clean socks. They're worried she might go postal, and that's why they say, lock up the pills. Lock up the pills. Lock up the pills. Lock up the pills. Don't you keep them on a shelf. Lock up the pills before you sleep, or you'll be sorry. Lock up the pills. Don't you let them get away. Lock up those pills today.
I decided to try, you know, the next lifting I found. And it got by me that today was Sunday. I wasn't thinking about it. Wasn't thinking about it until I got off the phone with the guy, but it was obviously forwarded to a cell phone, and he's talking about he's in Antioch, and I'm like, oh, man, you get around for a local guy, and he's like, oh, no, I'm, you know, out on a boat. So he's like, oh, well, I'll be back tonight. It might be late. It might be as late as 10 o'clock. said, you know, we're going to exchange phone numbers. Oh, you know, gave him the phone number. But he had caller ID anyway. You know, on a cell phone. But he's like, you know what? Why don't we just can we do it tomorrow morning? He's like, oh, yeah, no problem. And it was interesting. I just asked him. I said, well, you know, what would be the cost? And he kind of got defensive, right? Not with me, but I think he's used to people. Because he was talking about, you know, how he charges $85 for a service call. And he's like, other people will tell you $30, but then, you know, when they get out there, you're gonna get charged $200. And I'm like, yeah, I think I talked to that outfit.
Then they found a good locksmith who even had a shop. Oh, and the pills are still inside. Is there any moral to this story? Did we learn anything at all? That's for you to decide. She says she might lose control, and that's why she says. Lock up the pills. Yeah. Lock up the pills. Lock them up.
But he basically said, bring it into the shop, and I'll get it open for you for $30. And I said, cool, awesome. You know, like, that's the answer that I wanted. And after I hung up with him, it's like, oh, it's Sunday. He's out on his boat, or he's out on a friend's boat or something. That makes sense. He's not working. It's Sunday.